All right, it's time for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last.
And I got wild card Jeff pick.
Wild card. Oh. All right, Jeff, get wild.
Get wild?
Why not?
Why not do Jose for the shot caller today?
Why not? Man. Why not? All right, Jose's got the shot caller while he's putting that on. Please, Jeffrey, read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
If you look at the typical elementary school classroom, they've remained basically unchanged for years. The same type of desks, same chairs, same little cubbies for kids to put their stuff in. But there's one feature that's been found in classrooms going back decades, and now schools all over the world are removing them because administrators have determined that this object, just being in the classroom, completely stresses the children out. What is it?
Stresses the kids out.
I know my first thought was a pencil sharpener.
Dude, me too!
But I will say, kids still use pencils.
Yeah.
I know that
really?
We don't, but yeah.
Well, and the pencil sharpener never stressed me out. That was like when you had like a new outfit and you were trying to show off for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
That's when it was like, I'm sharpening my pencil 10 times a day.
I want everybody to see me.
I'm going to stunt on everyone.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was the fun part. But what would stress you out?
Teachers.
They're removing the teachers.
They get rid of the teachers. They are. They cause a lot of stress.
I mean, it is the number one form of stress for students.
Chalkboards are already gone. Are they using whiteboards only now?
Maybe chalkboards because it's sound. I mean, the sound is terrible when they write.
The sound is so bad. And the eraser, just erasing.
Just erasing is tough. I mean, you can smell it, right?
Maybe the stress comes from having to stand up in front of the class and answer the question. Like, write it on the board.
But I think it has to be something physical that they're removing, right?
Read it one more time.
A chalkboard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the process of getting up.
There's one feature that's been found in classrooms going back decades, but now schools all over the world are removing them because administrators have determined that this object, just being in the classroom, completely stresses the children out. What is it?
What is in every classroom? Like the American flag,
the
right?
The paddles that the teachers
them out.
Use
yeah.
to...
Because they're like, I've seen Twitter. It's all political. I don't even want to think about that right now. I'm trying to learn. What about a clock?
Yeah, clock would be stressful.
Like keeping time. It's always stressful to look at the clock.
Yeah, because you're like, time's moving slow.
What about the bell? The sound of the bell is stressful.
That's true. I think I'm going to go with chalkboard because it sounds stressful. Cleaning up is stressful. I mean, I'm going to go with that.
There's one feature that's been around in classrooms going back decades, but recently schools have been removing them at the recommendation of the administrators. Teachers have observed anxiety among younger students whenever they're asked to look at the wall and tell the time on a traditional analog clock. Since they don't know how to read them properly anymore.
Oh.
So schools are replacing them all with digital ones.
That's funny.
My gosh.
So it's not even the time, it's just they can't read them.
Read
so you guys, that's what a teacher's there for, to teach you how to read a clock.
Like,
that's the whole point.
Like big hand, little hand. Like, there's no hands.
And the math teacher's like, I'm tired of teaching you guys how to add numbers.
Why aren't they just having the teachers teach them that?
Digital calculators for everybody. All right, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
Yeah. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game.
Today's show was produced by Steve Motherhen Boyd and Jeff the Naughty Chick.
DeBeau.
Have a good one. We'll see you later.